What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 19 of the Car 5 podcast. We're getting there, guys. I'm your host, Joshua, and for today's episode, we're going to be talking about Ferrari and how they're finally deciding to enter the SUV game, which is kind of funny because they said they never would. LOL. Let's get right into it. All right, guys, so what is this all about? Ferrari's first ever SUV will be named, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, the Puro Sangue, if Google has told me correctly, which in Italian means thoroughbred, which this one definitely is. Here's what is currently out there in regards to facts and figures and what has been said so far. The CEO of Ferrari, Mr. Louis Camilleri, if I'm saying that correctly as well, has pushed production back to 2022 for reasons such as, in a quote from him, "We have to get it perfect. We just need a bit more time," which is totally fine because honestly, you can't blame him. Ferrari has to make their debut SUV, one that will absolutely not be forgettable. What we do know that the Puro Sangue will be utilizing a hybrid drivetrain while having a front and mid-engine placement, which is definitely going to be recommended. You don't want no mid-engine SUV out there. New innovative suspension and a solid ground clearance is specifically noted to be in the Puro Sangue as well. In response to how sales will be for Ferrari compared to Porsche and Lamborghini's ratios of SUV sales, the CEO of Ferrari has also commented on that. He said, and I quote, "I'm not sure what our mix will be. The car will be expensive, rest assured. So that may be a hamper on volumes. And we don't see the current SUVs as competitive benchmarks." Whew, I got to tell you, my friend, those are some pretty confident words from our Maranello-based Italians. I don't know, man. I mean, only time will tell because I got to tell you, there's some pretty tough competition out there. I know Ferrari is definitely an elitist type of company. They think they are the best of the best, and they don't think they're going to have any competition in regards to an SUV. Ferrari, let me give you a little bit of a heads up. Here's who your competition is. In all seriousness, there's some pretty heavy competition out there. Current high-end performance and luxury SUVs are available, such as, and here's going to be a little bit of a list for you guys, Lamborghini Urus, the Porsche Cayenne and Macan, the Bentley Bentayga, the Rolls-Royce Cullinan, the Tesla Model X, the Maserati Levante, the BMW X5 and X7, the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon and all of its variants, plus the Mercedes-Benz GLE 63 and the Mercedes-Benz GLS 63, the Jaguar F-Pace, the Audi Q5 and Q7, and the Land Rover, Range Rover, and Discovery. Of course, this list contains prices, different qualities, and levels of SUVs that are kind of all over the place. Price ranges of the vehicles I just told you about were $55,000 up to $300,000 and over. Though the truth is, at the end of the day, all of these vehicles are going to be Ferrari's competition. Well, why is that? Ferrari is stepping completely into an unknown world for their company. They've never made an SUV before. A world that's not entirely focused on 0 to 60 times and top speed and track times and aerodynamics, et cetera, and so forth. Rather, the focus is things such as how much legroom is available for passengers. What's the maximum towing capacity? Is the trunk sizable at all? Can you fit anything in there? How many passengers? Is it going to be 5 or 7? What technology is going to be available? Is it meant to be, you know, is there an off-road mode? Is it all-wheel drive? Is there adjustable suspension for different terrains, et cetera, and so forth? I mean, this is a similar case for Lamborghini, but they've actually been very forthright in their SUV, the Urus, and they've absolutely knocked it out of the park. The Urus was an absolutely phenomenal hit. And so I think Ferrari, or I should say their CEO, in other words, in saying we don't see the current SUVs as competitive benchmarks, those are some confident words, my friend. I mean, hats off to you for the confidence you have in your company and whatnot, but whew. This is a different type of world. You know, this is not Modena in the track. This is not the Nürburgring. This is not, you know, Circuit of the Americas. This is the desert. This is the snow, the rain, the sleet, the ice, you know, can you fit four or five people comfortably in your car? But just like anything, you know, this is speculation. This is, we know this is happening. But of course, again, time will only tell. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 18, or I'm sorry, 19. I'm all losing track. 19 of the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Car 5 Podcast, on Facebook, the Car 5 Podcast. Don't forget, you can also check us out on YouTube, unless you're listening to YouTube right now, our YouTube channel, the Car 5 Podcast. Feel free to shoot me an email with any questions you may have, which is info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in April 10th for a very special extended episode, episode number 20. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You just got to tune in. Thank you so much, guys. And please remember to drive safe. Thank you.